paragraph on page 120, it begins. If the etymological and semantical structure of the word religion shows that the term denotes a system for tying back reuniting elements that lawfully belong together, then what can we say for Shahrukh's definition of the term? There is nothing in the semantical structure of the word that directly supports it being defined as an expression of the belief in and reverence for an eternal being that creates and controls the destiny of the world. It cannot be argued that this is a description of an important aspect of religious expression, but it is not the definition of the word itself. History has shown quite well that men have found it extremely easy to profess their faith in the existence and power of God, to feel a great reverence and devotion to God while actively nurturing their sense of disunity from other men and other departments of nature. What would the course of history be had the world religion placed into the foreground the unifying yoking and one-man principle that is essential to the definition of religion? Let's remember that this unity cannot be achieved by the intellectual assimilation of the appropriate literature, but by the spiritual practices that result in the raising of one's consciousness to the higher divisions of our spirit. Consequently, we must also change our outlook regarding the process of worshiping While Shahrukh's worship is an act of veneration, love, and admiration for the deity, the Ab and Ba man add to this. The cultivation of the moral virtues and spiritual practices that culminate in the elevation of consciousness to the higher parts of spirit, wherein dwell the faculties that man shares in common with God. No one can be saved by living a sinful life, breaking the laws of nature, then begging God for forgiveness. Nothing short of living a God-like life will do. Regarding the scriptures, we are told that they are acquired through the divine inspiration of particular men. Once we have acquired true knowledge of self, we will know that all men are capable of intuiting divine wisdom through the agency of the second division of their spirit. Once they have awakened and developed this faculty, but Shahrukh lived with the impression that the reception of spiritual information is a phenomenon that is limited to a very few men that can anything be more absurd? Spiritual guidance is to be found outside of himself, he believes. So he does not strive to contact the source of wisdom within himself. Imagine what the world would be like if most men during the past 600 years were striving to perfect themselves in order to manifest the wisdom and spiritual power that lies within them. It is interesting to note that the religion of African people from ancient Egypt to the present sub-Saharan culture is characterized by the practice by priests and priestesses of going into trance to contact the source of wisdom to guide people and the source of spiritual power in order to assure success in the events of life. We shall have a great deal more to say about this later. A major theme we find in some religions revolve around the issue of man's salvation from a power of evil. As such, religions are essentially aimed at and are products of the Shahrukh man, both the power of evil that man must be saved from and the God upon whom the salvation depends are conceived as being separate from man. In the African traditions, especially those of Kemet, Indus, Kush, and Tana, we find the teaching that man's failure to control the lower part of his being is the source of all his problems. His salvation does not depend on claiming belief in divinity, nor membership in a religious system, nor from the intervention of some entity outside of himself. It depends on his elevation and establishment of his consciousness in the higher part of his spirit, which is the likeness of the Supreme Being. Instead of a religion of an essentially sinful, ignorant, and important being who cannot transcend his character traits and must thus remain so and seek the assistance of a divine being, the African tradition encourages the individual to strive daily towards manifesting his higher nature. In the Shamu type of religion, the man must succumb to sinful behavior with the hope that he will be somehow forgiven. His sins are excused as the work of something separate from and outside of his being, Satan. But research into the subject will reveal that the Satan of the Christian religion is a perversion of the Semitic symbol set, and that depicts the expression of the combined behavior of man's rational and artistic faculties in the service of his sensuous nature. The segregative way of thinking, the perception limited to external, and the domination by the sensuous nature which characterizes behavior of Shamu man are the irreligious factors, verily, that man must be saved from. All moral decrees are aimed at them, and all fire and brimstone doom day, waiting in ambush of the wayward soul, as taught by some religions by their rationale, but not justification, and the fact that Shamu man only understands the language of the animal part of the spirit. Emotions are ultimately the concern and persuader of his behavior. Once we understand the true nature of man's spirit, that it is made up of seven divisions, it will be plain to see that a true religion can only be a system that aims at raising man's focus of consciousness to the higher divisions of the spirit to allow him to function in a godlike manner. Not only are the religions aimed at Shamu man lacking in this perceptive, they even lack words for the various parts of the spirit, let alone know that it is a composite entity that contains both the saving and damning parts of man's being. But things have gotten even worse. With each passing day, we find more and more Shamu people assuming the role of leadership in religious matters. Economics deals with how people can best share the natural resources of the earth and human resources for mobilizing the earthly resources as a reward of their labor. It is important to note that the Shamu men who are today in control of the economy of the world classify it as a science, as opposed to a system of ethics. When Ab and Ma men are in control of the economy of society, the sense of oneness between men and between man and nature are the dominant principles. All the efforts are made to make sure that the wealth is distributed in proportion to principal efforts, skills, and social responsibilities. Social and spiritual responsibilities. It is not surprising that the Western world, which is built around Shamu principles, would invent an economic device that would enable wealth to be concentrated in the hands of certain individuals in total contravention to the ethics of fairness. This device is the prime use to which money has been put. Basically, it is created out of nothing, made available to an elite circle, many of whom control its very creation, who in turn use it to acquire ownership over the lion's share of the natural resources, the means of production, and the vehicles of violence in order to impose their will on others. That is an extremely efficient and successful means of mobilizing human resources cannot be defined. But the absence of moral restraint would give the highest priority to turning a profit results in the fooling of the earth, the waste of precious natural resources, the waste of the world's genius, and live in the extravagant pursuit of trivia. 75% plus of manufacturing goods is not only unnecessary, it is waste of natural resources that will be solely missed in decades to come. All those trivial plastic products, for example, divert materials from which drugs can be manufactured, all the human effort expended in the mastery of manufacturing, marketing, etc., those trivial things that are the expense of the time and energy needed for the moral and spiritual development of the citizens of the world. The result is that the police states are becoming more and more necessary for the maintenance of order due to the moral vacuum that has been created. Government. When consciousness arises to the ebb or higher levels of the spirit, it understands that the purpose of government is to coordinate the various self-interests among the individuals making up a nation, to promote the equilibrium between the needs of the individual and of the group. The only means of achieving this end is religion. It is the working of the segregated mental function of the faculty of the Shahu and Habit atmosphere that are responsible for the selfishness, segregatedness that characterizes the governmental system of Shahu. Their governmental systems are primarily aimed at securing and protecting the economic advantages and privileges of the elite. As this cannot be done in the presence of a true religion, then the latter must be banished from government. Law and order must come then from the use of force. Incidentally, this, like all fallacies, all evils that have built in self-destructive mechanism, is a lost cause. There will never be enough money for the hiring of enough law enforcement people, many of whom are crooks themselves, and for the achievement of a significant level of social order. It cannot be policed nor forced into being. The shaping forces of law and order must emanate from the mental spirit to separate government from religion is to betray not only the incapacity to govern, but the total ignorance of the meaning of the word and the subject. In the social correspondences of the Tree of Life system, the king is represented by the sixth sphere. It is located in the very center of the tree in order to carry out its coordinating function. In the Semitic tradition, it is Eru, who must defeat, sent the creator of a governmental system in which the lower intellect sphere 79 main function is to rationalize the sensual and emotional gratification of the animal spirit. Sphere 10. Wow. Education. The men who coined the term education to denote the process of training hand in mind a procedure in which something is being led or drawn out. As the etymology of the word shows, from edu cur, eat out plus ju cur, to lead, draw, bring. It is obvious that there is nothing in Shahu's common understanding of the term education that relates to the process symbolized. Western education does not draw out, but seeks to put something into the minds of people. In contrast, the Semitic system of education focused on drawing out of the spirit, its dormant talents and spiritual power. Unlike Western education, which seeks to teach people to make better things, the African traditional education system aims at making better people. This will explain the lower interest, hence low output of technological wizardry of Africans. That they are fully capable of rising to the challenge is more than proven by the great contributions they have made to civilization, especially